today's going to be a good conversation. Thanks for tuning in here to My Financial Specialist in L.A., Los Angeles, the beautiful, sunny L.A. Can't stand these content creators or these people just making videos of just, like, oh, this is the reason why I'm leaving Los Angeles. Like, leave. Just, if you're going to leave, leave, right? Just leave. Bye. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like L.A. is one of those things where it's a Rubik's Cube, right? Like, there's no way that there's no good to it, but there's also no bad to it, you know? Like, it just leave, please. If you're going to leave, stay. If you're going to stay, you're welcome. If you're going to come, you're not welcome. If you're going to be shitting on our city, right? So it's just one of those things. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Today's podcast, right? Today's recording, today's convo. Business, life, business, one conversation at a time. Okay? Don't forget, share this copy with somebody, right? Just anyone, your kid, right? In middle school, high school, right? Just anyone that you just feel like should be listening to today's conversation is going to be good. We want to touch on a couple things, right? We want to touch on a couple major things, but the most important thing today is just, you know, just we want to just put a special spotlight on one of the greatest athletes to ever play sports, right? His name is Tom Brady, and I believe it was on Bleacher Report, was it? Yeah, I think it was on Bleacher Report that they were talking about how he has been one of the biggest what ifs in sports. Hit college sports, number one. I would say even in professional sports, number two, because the way he came in was just very unorthodox. Nobody even knew who he was, let alone playing under a great quarterback like Bledsoe, and then turning around and just, you know, changing the face of football forever, right? Hard work versus talent, executive talk, episode 52 today, but, you know, part one. We're still going to come back to focus. Focus has actually been doing really well. And I thank you for everybody that's actually been sending me messages on Focus, because there's a, you know, I was going to turn that into only a two-part series, but it's definitely going to turn. It's looking like it's going to turn into like a three-part series, right? Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I think it's going to turn into a three-part series. What we want to do today is just this, guys. Like, number one, right? Number one, we just want to touch on today, right? Hard work versus talent, right? Hard work versus talent, right? Executive grind, part one. We just want to make sure, number one, that, you know, we're not skipping over what hard work means, right? Like, hard work is one of those things that, especially if you come from immigrant parents, not saying that, you know, if you don't come from immigrant parents, you don't know what hard work is, right? Like, I'm not trying to say that. But if you come from immigrant parents, or let's say if you yourself are an immigrant, you know exactly what you're going through. You know what alleys you're walking through. You know what streets you're walking on. You know what doors you're having to knock down, right? And obviously, like, us seeing our parents firsthand, you know, hard work, right? Hard work versus talent. The talent was, right? The talent was, how did you make it here to the States? Like, I look back in the 70s and my mom made it here. Like, she was 30 years old, 5 kids, left them behind, you know, in El Salvador, right? And she turned around and made a life for herself and thankfully had an opportunity to have me here, met my dad, and, you know, like, and she kept fighting all the way to the very end. You know? I mean, that's to the very end, right? So, but to me, like, And again, this is just me having a conversation with you. I'm not here to say, oh, like, immigrants are hard workers, or immigrants are not hard workers, right? So everything's case by case, guys. Because sometimes I think we feel like, yeah, you know, every immigrant's a hard worker. No. Not every immigrant is a hard worker. Yeah, you got here. That's part of the hard work, but not every immigrant. It's just like not every person that comes to, like, you know, the supermarket is buying a gallon of milk. Let's get that clear, right? Not every immigrant's a hard worker. let's not just throw that blanket statement out there. I'm sorry, you can take it for what it is. I personally don't think that's the case. I think if, more than anything, I think the hardworking immigrant is a hard worker, right? You have to earn that tag, right? And I've been around enough situations. I've been around enough, I would say church settings and, you know, business sites and, you know, offices and, you know, like just a lot of, between a lot of business networks. And I don't think that's the case. I think you have to want it. Point number one today. Do you want it? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? How are you separating yourself? What's putting you aside? No, bro, but you know my dad. Of course, listen, no one's taking away from what your dad's done. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't translate over. Right? I mean, let's be honest. How many athletes' kids have made it to the top to be the greatest of the greatest of the greatest? Right? Like, let's be honest. Like, you know, let's look at a bunch of athletes, right? They've had kids, right? Like, who's really made it over? Their kids have made it over to the greatness of the greatness of the great. Very few. Absolutely very few. It doesn't translate over like that. You can't, you're not going to sit here and tell me, oh yeah, it doesn't transfer over. It does not transfer over. And the goatness of your parents, the goatness of what they did to get here, to break down the walls, to break down the borders, right? That we needed to have them break down, right? To give us the opportunities that we have now, that we work in white collar jobs, a lot of us do, or a lot of us are in construction, but you know what? A lot of us in hard blue collar lines of work, but making a lot of money. Plumbers are killing it right now. Have them come and change your freaking piping at your house. They're knocking you for $2,000-$3,000 easy out the bat. Doesn't transfer over. Let's get that clear right now. The goatness does not transfer over. And I think one thing I definitely saw in all of the years that I was a fan of Brady, right? OG fan, was that it didn't transfer over like that. It didn't transfer over from Bledsoe to him. It didn't transfer over just because he was a college recruit. No, it didn't transfer over. It didn't move over like that. I don't know where we have this notion today that it moves over because there is a certain knack in our bloodline, right? And it makes it probably a little bit easier for us to move in the direction because we've been around it longer, right? Like kids that come from, I don't know, from, you know, law enforcement bloodlines, right? Or, you know, accounting, you know, bloodlines, or you know, construction, right? You know, housekeeping, engineering, right? It's not that it moves over. It doesn't. Stop thinking that. Oh, but my homie's dad, the hater, right? My homie's dad doesn't say that. My homie's dad says that it does move over. Yeah, but, I mean, what's your homie doing? Your homie's on freaking Twitch right now. He's worried about TikTok right now. He's about to lose all his followers yet tomorrow because of the U.S. senators. Point number two, right? It doesn't transfer over, right? You have to want it. Aside from number one, saying how bad do you want it, number two, do you want it, right? Let's even just start there. Do you want it? Do you want what your parents want from you? Do you want what your college counselors want from you? Are you just going through the system because you're just wanting to do that, right? You're just wanting to check off a box because it's cool, right? Because because your parents are paying for your rent, right? And they're forcing you to go to school. Do you want that? Do you even want it? It doesn't transfer over. It doesn't transfer over, guys. talent versus hard work. And don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking on talent. Talent is something God has given you, something that already comes inside of your being, inside of your internals, that God just gave you, right? He created you with that. That's what you're like. For me, I love talking to people. I love just the creativity side. I love music, right? I love helping people. I love the complexity of finance. Every day. It's a talent, you know? It's a talent because it's something that you're looking for. You wake up every day and looking forward to it. Great. What's next? And I think I saw a recording a couple weeks ago where they were talking about, I forgot who was talking about this, right? Rick Rubin, one of the most amazing executive producers in music history, Rick Rubin. And he was talking about, and again, I'm just paraphrasing, don't quote me, but he was saying how you shouldn't lose your passion over work. What does it mean, fool? What does it mean? Of course I want passion. I want my paycheck every day. Listen, that's not passion. You getting a paycheck every week is not passion. Okay? You getting your paycheck every week, that's work. Right? And it's exciting to see the fruits of your labor in a paycheck. It really does. Regardless of how much you get paid, I don't care. The experience of it. But Rick Rubin was saying this, to not lose the passion of what you're doing, and the moment something becomes work, you lose the passion. And I'm about to hire somebody right now. I think, like, yeah, right. We interviewed her, right? Listen, I told her this. She might one day listen to this podcast. I don't know. I told her this. Like, come in. I want this to be your hobby. She wants to learn how to do real estate. She wants to know how to do loan processing. So I said, can you have this be your hobby, please? And not let it be your work? Because that's what Rick Rubin was saying. He was like, the moment your passion becomes work, that's it. You lose the essence of what you're trying to do. Don't let your passion become work. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, but where are the lines of difference, right? When you can't sleep, when you wake up 2-3 in the morning, when you wake up early in the morning, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have to wake up early in the morning in order for you to be passionate about something or hardworking about something. Let's get that out of the way. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think people who wake up early in the morning are amazing, right? It's a great talent. You know, I think it's a talent. I love waking up like in the mid early morning, right? I like waking up late, right? But I like going to sleep late, right? Because I like thinking. I feel like at night is when I burn my midnight oil. I feel that's where my brain's. You have to find your space of when you're the most creative, when you're the most like you. And when you're at work, you're not you. You're trying to complete a job for somebody that they've hired you to complete a duty, a task, right? They're using your talents in order for them to complete their goals, right? But how about yourself? Do you even want it? Do you even want it? I'm not trying to, like, all I'm just saying is this. This is all I'm saying. We have to just figure out, and this is where I'm at too, guys. I think that the conversation has to be today is like, what are you willing to work hard for, right? Passionately about, number two. Number one, hard work, right? Number two, passionately about, in order to get where you need to get to. But I work at, you know, I work at a dental office. Great. I mean, just bring your talents every day to that dental office. You know, I fax papers all day, right? I process loans all day, or, you know, I work as a secretary, or, you know, I do accounting. You have to find a way to find, to staple, to thumbprint your identity into what you're doing in your hard work, in your work, right? And becoming the best of who you can be. So that way you create enough space and time so that you overflow that cup so much that when you get home, you're working on what you want to do. I'm continuing to do music. I've been always talented in music for many years. A lot of people don't get that I'm a musician. I play the piano. I play amateurly the drums, the congos, you know, the synthesizers. I play the turntables, right? I'm really good at programming music. Right? Like, I've always been talented in music. Always. Cali Untouchables. Ask DJ Warrior what we did. Ask Corrupt. You know? Ask Roscoe. Right? Ask, you know, Pac Div. You know? Ask Galen. Ask the people who we were grinding around. I wish I had copies of my mixtapes. Because I sold them out. But the people who saw me in the essence of what I was doing in music saw what they saw. And it went from passion to hard work. Same thing here. What are we channeling? Right? Oh, I'm manifesting. Great. Continue to manifest. Nothing's going to happen without hard work, though. And sometimes, like our parents, they not only had to be talented, but they also had to accept the grunt work, the grind, right? The grunt and the grind. The grunt and the grind. Right? What's the grunt? Sometimes you have to be overworked and underpaid. Nothing wrong with that. A lot of humility in that. Continue to push out of that. Continue to be the best grunt worker that anyone has ever seen in that freaking office. And then the grind. Transition over, but you have to overflow that cup so that way you move from grunt to grind. Hopefully this puts a little minor spotlight on that, you know, like there's no way that you're gonna imitate what your parents did, because they literally fled from one country to the next for freedom. Like, you're not willing to do that. Let's be honest. You cry about the politics, you cry, but you're not willing to leave the country you're in, right? To go to another country because, you know, you're not in that kind of circumstance. You're not. Like, you're not brave enough, right? To open up a TikTok, a new TikTok, right? I mean, they should have already opened one up now. Everybody's crying about keeping that one open. Someone's going to wake up and say, forget this. Let's open up a new channel, right? I'm sure there's stuff in the talks right now. Don't get so enamored by a system. Get enamored by the process. From grunt to grind. From grunt to grind. Maybe TikTok was your first stage. Maybe you might just end up blowing up in the next platform. Don't lose your heart over what's happening, over these politicians. Trust me, it was bound to happen. Who knows? If Facebook and everything goes away, something else. Gary Vee said it. I wish all these nine channels went away so that something new pops up. Me too. I'm waiting for something else to pop up. Let's do it. I'm ready. Be ready. Stay ready. Don't get so planted in something where you can't grow oranges in Texas because your oranges are not going to grow in Texas. They're not. Don't be that orange that you can't grow in Texas. Don't be that fruit. Don't be that vegetable. Don't be that whatever that you can't grow in any environment. And that's what I just wanted to touch base with you today. Grow. Tom Brady grew. He kept pushing out. He kept listening. He kept grinding. He kept winning. He kept losing.
But what do you mean? My homie said, I always have to, we have to grind and win, homie.
That's a hater. He's always, haters always have something negative to say, even when it's positive. It doesn't even sound positive. Learn to lose. Fall in love with losing. Losing is okay. There's nothing wrong with losing. Just don't lose forever. You get it? You don't go to Vegas just to, you know, put all your, all the cards on, all, you know, all your bets on one item, right? You don't do that, right? You're like, I got 5,000 bucks. I don't want to lose it all on black, You get it? I don't want to lose it all on red, right? Like, I don't want to lose it all on one bet, right? 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 Am I wrong? Guys, this is an ongoing conversation. TikTok is going to be a very interesting case study, and not even like what's happening between the U.S. Senate and the platform, but what's happening with the people inside the system, right? My recommendation is this, guys. Conform. Don't conform. Evolve. Don't conform. Evolve. You evolve, you grow. You evolve, you win. You evolve, you continue to see perspective in a whole new fashion. And there's no way that you should be losing when you're evolving. Stick and move, stick and move, stick and move. Why do you think Mike Tyson's so relevant right now? Where for many years he was looked upon as one of the bad guys in boxing, right? Banned, whatever, we know the story. And at this point, he's become one of the most relevant boxers in athletes, in sports history. Evolve. That's all I just want to leave you with, guys, today. Let's evolve. Let's push out. There's going to be some more episodes. Actually, I'm going to be following this case study right now with TikTok very close. But definitely my recommendation is, guys, if you're going through whatever you're going through in your business right now, right, it potentially could get affected. Listen, start making moves. Start exploring other platforms. Start bringing your traffic over to new channels. Don't wait for the apocalypse to hit you and the fire to come down on you. Change, move, keep going, right? Like evolve into something that your system, that your business, that your message is not going to be touched. And that's what I just wanted to let you guys know today. Talent is great, but hard work is irreplaceable. Right? They both go hand in hand, but sometimes they don't go hand in hand. My recommendation today, and this is what I'm going to leave you guys with, right? Evolve. Start looking at other platforms. You might be one of the first ones, right? But just move. Don't let the boulders fall over your head waiting for something miraculous to happen. I'm not saying don't continue to do what you're doing on TikTok or whatever platform you're on, but grow. Come out of it. Because if you stay there, that's what's gonna happen. You're gonna be cemented, and guess what? It's you, right? Moving your business, but the other portion of it, the other section of it, is you pushing your business, your baby, right? And this is where you need to figure out, okay, what's the next step, right? New horizons. And I think that's what I think the whole conversation today, we're going to leave this channel on is just explore the new horizons. Look at it. Find what's going on. It's not only you that needs this, but it's also your business. Don't stay planted. And today, this conversation, talent versus, hard work is just essentially that. Don't get planted. You've talented your way into such a great platform and this stuff, the geopolitical movement that's happening, but don't stay planted. Please keep moving, right? Mold and bugs and mosquitoes grow in planted waters. You're not planted waters. You're not meant for planted waters. Evolve, guys. Thanks for tuning in here to My Financial Specialist in LA. If you're on Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio or on Spotify, let me know. Let me know what you think about today's convo. All right. Peace.